Hello. I am Ivan Decker.
And my name is Peter Carlone.
And we are not scientists.
I think the only reason we're qualified to speak is because I, and I assume you, do not care who tells us that we shouldn't be talking about it.
We're going to try to sum it up in ways that you stupid idiots that are listening to this can understand.
If I was a scientist, I would hate it.
Yeah.
Which one's yes?
Whichever one makes me seem smarter.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Science Us.
Hello.
Am Ivan Decker.
And I'm Peter Carlone.
And we are not scientists.
In the least.
Not at all. Not even a little bit. So today we're going to be talking about fruits and vegetables and their classifications. Like, you know, because I found out recently somebody was like, hey, did you know that the most popular summer vegetable is a watermelon? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to hurt you.
Okay, but so you're going to science me with classification of fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, well, or you're going to science me by telling me that it's wrong for me to just call a watermelon a fruit.
Okay, wait. What was this person? The person said what to you? That it was their favorite summer vegetable?
It was just one of those things where they were like, the most popular summer vegetable is a watermelon, because apparently a watermelon is a member of the cucumber family. And so that just makes it a vegetable. But then I'd like to know, like, well, is every melon a vegetable? Like, what about a cantaloupe? I don't think a cantaloupe is, because they're a little bit different. They have, like, they're, like, more gross in the center.
And the whole thing of us, you know, being not scientists is very true. And I'm going to really just extend that right now by asking you, isn't an apple supposed to be a rose or something? It's part of the rose family?
Yeah.
No, that's not true. Apple trees.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right. There is some kind of garbage with that. Like, people, they just love.
We just don't know.
They just love. Well, it's all just like what's the closest thing?
Yeah.
You know, it just has to do with, like, how does it reproduce? Because of these sort of scientific classification methods that were put in place, they're like, oh, well, technically, an apple is a flower.
Because of how it does stuff.
Yeah, well, I love flower pie, so, but just that one, just the apple flower, and the when the flower is an apple.
The thing that also gets me about that is the what you said about family. Right, because like even dinosaurs or previous dinosaurs or animals even nowadays are just kind of arbitrarily put into families, and then we find out later that they're not really related to this and that or whatever. This cat isn't quite related to the cat family.
Yeah, totally. It's like that old like how they say a T-Rex is most closely related to a chicken. Like out of any modern animal, the chicken is the closest related to the Tyrannosaurus, which I'm like, well, but a chicken is not terrifying at all.
Yeah, well, it's like by saying that, you're also making the term closely related basically mean nothing.
Yeah,
a chicken is basically a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, and people say, like, oh, well, people, like, I can get it when people are like, oh, yeah, like, chimpanzees and humans are in a similar family. Because I'm like, yeah, we got fingers and faces. You know, like, if you were like, oh, yeah, people and chimps, pretty close. But then when you were like, oh, but technically, chimps are vegetables, I'd be like, get out of here.
And humans are roses.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the big problems is the word species.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody uses it in a different way.
Yeah, because I know there's like multiple levels of classifications.
Yeah.
Like obviously there's like plants and animals are different, and then mm-hmm. bacteria, and then there's like seven other ones that are all microscopic.
Yeah. Order.
Yeah.
Kingdom.
Kingdom, phylum,
and it's,
class, family.
Yeah.
No, kingdom, phylum, like, genus is in there somewhere, and then family, order, species. Species is like the bottom one.
I think one of the classes is so general. Like you go back so many different orders of magnitude until you get to like alive or not.
Yeah. Things with eyes.
thing that exists or does not exist.
But going back to
is like the main class.
Yeah. Ghosts. Where are ghosts in there?
Yeah, they're the other class. They don't exist.
They're not classified because they haven't studied enough ghosts in the lab.
It's not. They're not reproducible.
No.
Literally, you cannot make more ghosts.
By killing people is the only thing. Like, you think ghosts can do it?
Oh, you could make ghosts.
Like, are ghosts, like, if ghosts are doing it.
Yeah.
Are they making more
ghosts?
What if a pregnant person dies and becomes a ghost? Do they have a ghost baby?
Well,
or are they just like permanently pregnant as a ghost? Like they're just morning sickness for eternity?
That's always bugged me about ghosts because people seem to apply whatever they want to ghosts. And it's like, are they just the same person wearing the same clothes, not understanding the same technology, just like in this graveyard forever, just wandering around like, what are all these weird cars?
Yeah.
You know, or are they like, you know, become some other thing?
Maybe that's why ghosts aren't like as prevalent anymore, is because people are generally smarter now. So when they become ghosts,
right,
they're able to like solve the problem of how to get to the afterlife or whatever. Whereas like in the castle times, people were just so stupid.
so that's why there were so many ghosts.
People were so used to being ignored when they were servants. They just didn't know they were dead. They were just like, wow, the master must be in a rough mood today. He is looking right through me.
He threw that plate right through me.
You have been dead for 100 years.
You just don't know it.
Yeah.
But that, and that's one of the big, that is one of the big things though. Like, how do you get onto the afterlife as a ghost?
Yeah.
People, that's all just, it's basically religion.
Yeah.
Because everybody can make up whatever they want it to be. So it's like ghosts are dead people with unfinished business.
Yeah, that's the most common. That's the Casper the movie classification system.
That's your standard class of ghosts.
It's your standard ghost.
They just didn't get something done.
But then there's also like people have been cursed to haunt.
Right. Oh yeah, curse-based ghosts.
Curse-based ghosts.
If I died right now, my unfinished task would be my taxes.
Yeah, my student loans and taxes. I'm just haunting Revenue Canada.
Oh, man, I would haunt Revenue Canada immediately if I died. I would just ask where the nearest office was. I would ask another ghost.
Like, do you think ghosts,
who had been around,
are they allowed to haunt?
Oh, yeah,
like,
well,
whatever
another,
they want?
Another,
like, do you get to choose what you haunt?
That's another thing, is like, it mostly, yeah, well, that's one of the big problems with people that believe in ghosts, is like, ghosts are always around in really old buildings that are really creaky and make lots of sounds anyway.
Yeah.
So how do you classify, and then what's the difference between a ghost that's just like, wants to finish some business, and who's kind of like a nice ghost, who just like flicks on and off the light switches, because I guess they've just figured out what light switches are, and then a ghost that like kills you. Like a poltergeist.
Do they kill you? I thought they just like clanged a bunch of pots and pans around and made it so you couldn't sleep.
A poltergeist?
Yeah. Aren't they just like, they're just like a really shitty neighbor.
If ghosts are doing all the, if they really exist and they're doing all the things that people report as activity of ghosts, they're really just clumsy dead people.
Yeah, they're just super
walking into stuff.
Oh, whoops.
I just can't decide where to put this chair.
Who put all these pots and pans on the stairs?
All right. So I think that helps clear up the difference between fruits and vegetables.
Yeah. Going back to fruits
here's
and vegetables.
Here's what I think. Here's what I think. If we were to come up with a definition for fruits and vegetables.
That's our new segment we have called Ghost Tangent.
Ghost Tangent.
Ghost Tangent.
If you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, that was called Ghost Tangent.
No one's just tuning in.
Every time he's going to do it. Okay, here's my... This is the Peter Carlone classification of vegetables and fruits.
All right, go.
A fruit is something that doesn't mind if you eat it. Hear me out.
Okay.
And a vegetable doesn't necessarily want you to eat it. That's what I think the difference is in my mind. So a fruit, like an apple or a cherry, the plant that makes them is totally cool with you eating those.
Yeah, because it's got seeds in it.
Seeds. Yeah, exactly. And then you eat them and you walk around, you poop them out, and you've planted a new apple tree or whatever.
Yeah.
But a vegetable, like a carrot, you rip it out of the ground and you eat its only, you eat its root.
Yeah.
You like, you kill that being.
Because that's what I thought. I thought that a fruit was like something that had seeds in it so that the process of eating it didn't hurt the plant. It actually spread it around. But in that situation, well, then maybe this whole watermelon business is completely backwards. Maybe a cucumber's a fruit then.
Does it have seeds in it?
Yeah.
Or not the way.
There's seeds in it. There's also seeds in like an eggplant and a zucchini.
Okay,
strawberries.
But do you...
Oh, those are fruit.
Those are fruits.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Blueberries.
You,
what about berries? That, like a tomato. Like this. That's the other classic one. Is everybody's like, oh, but dude, tomato's a fruit because it's got seeds in it and it grows on a vine. It's a berry.
So and are you? Would you like to think that it's a vegetable instead?
A tomato.
In your mind? I know that everybody treats them like vegetables.
Yeah, like they go with vegetables. Like you put them in a Greek salad. You wouldn't want a fruit salad with a tomato in it.
Yeah, but you can have like grapes and stuff in a salad.
Yeah, and nuts too. Where do nuts fit in?
Oh, man.
That's it.
I don't know. I think those have to be vegetables.
Nuts have to be vegetables?
Well, according to the thing I made up, the Peter Carlone classification system.
Because nuts want you to eat them? Not necessarily, though.
Do nuts want to be eaten?
Nuts are seeds. They just want to be, like, out there in the world making new trees.
So maybe those are fruits.
Nuts are fruits?
According to my classification system, nuts are fruits.
So if it's in a granola bar, it's a fruit?
Or wait. I don't know. If it wants you to eat it.
If it wants you to eat it. So it has to be sentient.
Because, like, here's the thing. A fruit, the difference between fruit and vegetable is a fruit, it thinks that it's tricking us. So, like, when we eat it, the fruit is like, ha, idiot. You didn't completely kill me.
Yeah, but
you're just eating my leavings.
We're like way smarter than most fruits now, and we don't eat the seeds.
Or we breed them without seeds.
Yeah.
Essentially turning them into vegetables.
Yeah, so a seedless watermelon is a vegetable?
Well, no, because doesn't the watermelon plant still make it? Like if you pull it off.
Yeah.
If you pull off the watermelon, the watermelon plant doesn't die.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. But if you pull a broccoli out of the ground, you heard me right.
But no, broccoli's a flower. It's like cauliflower.
Just because it has flower in it doesn't mean it's a flower.
But like, I don't think broccoli dies if you cut off the broccoli part.
It doesn't?
No, I'm pretty sure. Like, same with, like, okay, here's another one that's weird. This one grows, like, an artichoke. What's an artichoke? Is that a fruit?
Wait, what's its deal?
Well, it grows like it's just like one artichoke coming out of a plant on the ground, like about waist high. Just like a single stalk with an artichoke as the flower,
but there's a seed in it, right, or something?
In the artichoke?
Yeah.
No, I don't think there's seeds in an artichoke.
Look, you know the only thing that the people that are listening to this are going to get from this is that I do not eat natural food.
Well, based on our pink meat sheet episode, I think we came to that conclusion already.
You know what's wild is by doing this podcast, I have now come face to face with one of the weakest areas of my knowledge, which is fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables?
I did not know how little I was going to know about it.
Well, I didn't know. There's like so many things that I think most people don't know, which is like a pineapple, for example. Like what do you think? What do you picture a pineapple growing on? Like how does it grow?
I picture it like a coconut, like coming out of
a palm tree,
an exotic tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does not. Yeah. It grows like an artichoke very close to the ground.
Really?
And like one pineapple comes out of it. And I don't think pineapples have seeds.
No, that's like, you got to kill that thing, I think.
You got to kill what thing?
The pineapple plant to have a pineapple.
When you pick the one pineapple, the plant dies? You don't think it makes another pineapple next spring?
Oh, I guess so. I don't know. I'm only used to them coming in cans. I thought they were made in cans.
They grow them right in the can. That's why they fit the can so well. That's why those rings.
They grow them into the can.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, man.
It's not like they just cut them to fit in the can. They grow. They trick the fruit into thinking the can is the outside of the fruit.
I'm trying to think of... I'm trying to look up some facts here as I'm like, interesting things.
I still think that like even scientists, they're still in the same boat as us, sitting around being like, okay, what? Because my thing for a fruit is like has a certain sweetness to it. It contains a sugar.
Okay, so yours is basically a taste-based classification system.
Yeah, like a composition, like how many...
Yeah.
How many sugars does it contain? Although, like, sugars aren't necessarily always sweet. And also, you know, there's gray areas there, too. Like, what about a yam? Like, a sweet potato? Like, those are kind of sweet. Actually, they're not that sweet.
See, here's something
sweet potato.
Maybe...
That's another thing I just discovered. The name sweet potato is a goddamn lie.
It's just like another type of potato.
Yeah. It's not sweet.
Okay, here's something
maybe
it's
sweet if you've never
throw
had anything
wrench.
Sweet in your life.
Yeah. If you don't know what sweet is, it's a sweet potato.
Like if you've never had like honey or sugar, like you've just eaten regular potatoes your whole life, then yeah, maybe a sweet potato is going to be sweet for you.
Okay, this is gonna throw a wrench into our plans here.
Okay.
All right. A banana, I just looked this up here. A banana, the yellow thing you peel and eat, is undoubtedly a fruit. Containing the seeds of the plant.
Yes.
Though, since commercially grown, banana plants are sterile because we make them without seeds or whatever. The seeds are reduced to little specks. The banana plant is called a banana tree in popular use, but it's technically regarded as a herbaceous plant or herb, not a tree, because the stem does not contain any actual woody tissue. So technically, bananas are... A fruit, yes, but they are also they could also be regarded as a herb.
Like a pepper?
Like a herb.
Yeah, like I know the plants are all clones. Like the plant doesn't reproduce.
Right.
So bananas used to have bigger seeds? Is that what that's saying?
Yeah. That's a thing that we've done. We've grown them until they aren't, big, annoying annoyances in our banana tasting.
Yeah, and the bananas themselves are also much larger. Like if you ever go anywhere in the world where there's like wild bananas, they're tiny. They're just like these little tiny bananas.
Right.
Tiny bananas with honking seeds.
It's also interesting that that we eat the one type that we do eat. Because that, like, there's a bunch of different types of bananas out there.
Yeah.
Right? Like you said, the wild tiny ones or whatever. The one we're eating right now is called the Gros Michel.
Yeah, of course.
Or no, we're not.
Everybody knows that.
No, we're eating the Cavendish.
Well, yeah, I mean I meant to say that.
Sorry, I screwed up.
I meant to say everybody
knows
that.
The Gros Michel, I just learned this, the Gros Michel actually went extinct.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
And
read a book, Peter.
Do you know those?
Everyone knows Gros Michel is extinct.
Do you know those banana candies?
The ones, marshmallowy ones?
Yeah, the ones that don't taste like bananas?
Yeah.
Yeah, they taste like the bananas that we used to have. Like, our parents would know the taste of the original bananas. We are eating the replacement bananas after the Gros Michels went extinct for the same reason that the Irish potato famine happened, because we were cloning them all.
Yeah. Well, that's
so
also
a virus,
like,
or fungus swept through the whole stock.
Any sort of monocultured fruits and vegetables, it kind of messes up everything. Like, that's the same thing that happened with soybeans. And there also used to be, like, so many more types of apples and potatoes that you used to be able to buy in the grocery store. Like, there was ridiculous amounts.
Here's the only problem with the way we're talking right now, because we're like, what, 30?
Yeah.
Almost 30. And we're talking about, like, hearkening back to the good old days when you used to be able to go to your village's local farmer market.
Well, I mean, I'm not hearkening back. I don't care. Most of those other types of apples were probably terrible. Yeah. That's why we don't have them
That's
anymore.
That's why they're gone. Screw those.
They
apples.
Were just really sour and super hard, and people were just, like, breaking teeth and crying all the time. Or, like, they're really
so
small, like crab apples. They're, like, only good for jelly.
It's so funny how human that is, too, to, like, try to make everything one perfect. Like, that was such an old idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, not to make this podcast have to mention Hitler at all, but that was his
Apple
whole plan,
Hitler.
Right? No. Well, he was people Hitler.
Well, yeah, but somebody out
you know
there,
what I mean? Like,
somebody out there was Apple Hitler.
Yes, somebody out there is Apple Hitler. But
well, I think
Hitler,
we're all a little bit Apple Hitler.
We have our first shirt slogan.
We're all a little Apple Hitler. Like, I think everybody's got, if you have a favorite type of apple, you are Apple Hitler.
If you wish there was only one pure type of apple and all other apples are bad, you might be Apple Hitler.
I don't think I have, like, a favorite kind of apple. I can't even tell. Like, I can tell the difference between, like, a Granny Smith and a Red Delicious.
So my problem with that is, like we've already proved to the audience, I don't have a favorite type of apple because I don't eat apples. I have a favorite type of apple pie.
Is it McDonald's?
It's the McDonald's one.
I don't think I that's probably very little apple in their apple pie.
I mean, they're just enough apple that they're allowed to use the word apple.
Yeah.
From some kind of, there's got to be like an
or
FCC?
There's like the word
not FCC.
The word flavored is like really small.
Right.
Apple flavored pie.
And not And it's not even flavored, so it spells flavor differently as well.
Yeah. I always think that's strange when people don't notice that when it says, like, you know, orange flavored beverage. You're like, what?
Healthy type snack.
Yeah. Healthy type snack time. Well, that's like another huge one that nobody knows is the difference between cranberry juice and cranberry cocktail, because cranberry juice is, like, very expensive if it's pure cranberry juice,
right?
And it's also gross. But cranberry cocktail is, like, a little bit of cranberry juice and then mostly, I think, apple and pear juice,
right? Yeah. But then there but then it's just all sugar.
Yeah,
at the end of the day.
Yeah, it is. It's mostly,
like, you don't have,
like, added sugar.
Yeah.
It's so weird when you drink, like, juices, because there's so much in there that's just like, oh, we just put this in here because we wanted it to be slightly different colored. Or and it's like, but it's killing us. Yeah, that's happening. But, you know, it needs to be the right color.
Half of this juice is paint. Yeah, but look how good it looks.
Yeah. Sunny day.
Sunny day. Fruit juice Hitlers.
Fruit juice Hitlers. So
just making everything look the same.
So the classification system I think we should use for whether or not is a fruit or a vegetable.
Right.
Is would you make a pie with it?
Okay, all right, this could work. This could work. This could be the new
one.
Well, because
there's sweet potato pie, though.
So then that's a fruit. We have to change some things.
Yeah, we're going to have to change some things. I think our current system is dumb. It's too overly complicated. If something is sweet and juicy, it's a fruit. If it is fibrous and slightly bitter, it is a vegetable.
And a good cheat for our new system is, would you make a pie with it or a casserole?
Yeah. Would you put it on ice cream?
Would you jam it into a chicken to bake it?
I think people put grapes in chickens.
Ah, crap.
There's some stuffings contain grapes.
What about, like,
what about
the
bread?
Pie?
So bread is a vegetable now?
Well, I mean, if bread had to be a vegetable or a fruit, I would say it's a vegetable.
Yeah, like if we were picking one.
Is it a
vegetable? Except what about like
product?
A cake?
Oh, boy.
Would a cake be a fruit?
Oh, boy. Flour. Sugar. A cake can't be either. That's not fair.
Yeah, it's true.
It's made with vegetable products.
And fruit products.
And fruit products.
So basically a cake is just the best thing.
A cake is probably the healthiest because you're getting a serving of fruit product and a serving of vegetable product.
Yeah, you know, you're right. So I think everyone's lying. We should all just eat cake all the time.
But to be honest, like, this is why I don't even bother eating healthy, because I just eat meat all the time. That's a very simple classification system.
Yeah.
Pork if it came from a pig, beef if it came from a cow, and chicken if it came from anything else.
But there are people that break that down too. There's people that like to call themselves like, I'm an episcatarian or whatever.
Oh, right.
And they're like,
right.
I don't eat walking meats, only swimming meats.
If it takes care of its young, I refuse to eat it.
Yeah. But if it abandoned its young,
like salmon,
then I'll,
you just love eating salmon.
I'll totally eat it. I only eat abandoning parents.
Including humans.
Yeah. Yeah. If anybody,
any just really bad families,
anybody buys the Plan B pill, I'm waiting outside with a bag and I'm going to eat them.
Bag.
I'm going to put over their face till they're dead and then I'm going to eat them.
Oh no.
That's not, I'm not, oh, I'm boy. Not that guy. I was doing a character right there.
Right, right. It was a character. You eat, I'll gladly eat something that had a great family.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'll eat something that loved. I will eat an animal that put away money for its children's future.
The only thing I probably wouldn't eat is probably humans. I think that's safe to say.
Well, yeah, because there's something in there that
or vegetables
has to do with, you know. Can't do it. Can't eat people because the amino acids are too similar.
I was going to say, it's the amino acids. It's something that binds with your shit when you're digesting it.
Yeah.
Then you go crazy.
Yeah.
So, like, really, just stick to meat. Don't eat vegetables or fruits because you never know if you're having one or the other.
Yeah, you can't tell. Just
don't eat humans.
They're no
just
good.
Just have hot dogs. Always hot dogs.
Yeah, because they got one classification. Meat.
Meat. Meat product.
Meat, mechanically separated meat.
Oh boy, now that is a classification that I do not like seeing on packages. Because like there's just no way that like they couldn't come up with another term for that.
Yeah, where are the, like, I know this is, we're kind of going back into pink meat sheet territory, but
right.
It's true. Why, like, where's the spin doctors on that name?
Mechanically separated.
Mechanically like, separated meat. Why do they, okay.
Why don't they say just like manually redistributed?
That still sounds gross. You got to try to make it one word. Like you got to come up with a name for that process other than mechanically separated.
It needs to sound more farm friendly too.
Yeah, it's got to be like selectively butchered meats.
But I mean, what is mechanical separation anyway? It's like where it's all ripped up. And just
mashed into
a fine,
jam it through a screen.
they just turn it into a meat sludge.
Yeah.
What about carefully sludged?
Carefully sludged ghosts. Ghost meat. Ghosts. What about that? We're bringing it back.
Ghost meat.
We're bringing it back to ghosts.
Mechanically separated ghost meat.
All right. Well, I think we got to the bottom of that.
If I could be a ghost, like I think I would prefer to be a ghost than a human.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If ghosts were real, I would be infinitely less scared of dying.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, oh, well, I'm just going to be a ghost for it now.
Yeah, like if you knew you were going to be a ghost.
And I would go like watch movies. Like I wouldn't haunt people. I would still do all the stuff I like doing.
Yeah. But are there lady ghosts?
Well, I don't know. Is there touching?
That's what I want to know.
But I mean, okay, well, look, I think we settled the vegetable thing, so let's move on to ghosts here. Do you think, what's your theory for ghosts? Do you stay who you are?
I think you stay who you are.
Or do you become some kind of weird spirity thing that does?
But I think you might be lost in time. Like, I think time becomes like a crazy illusion where, like, you know how ghosts, like, some places, like, ghosts only show up once a year, but, like, maybe to that ghost, that's like every day. So you just like go to sleep and then you wake up and you're like, oh, what's happening? Oh, who are these people? Get out of my way, pots and pans. And then
and then you go
to sleep and then you wake up and it's been like 100 years, but you're just like in the same building.
Spot. I would love to be a once a year ghost as long as it was in a movie theater. Because then you come around, you watch whatever they got going that year.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be in like January.
But then you can't like
when
discuss
just putting up their shitty movies
with anybody. Like you just like haunt the bathroom afterwards and be like, what did you guys think of that? And they're like, who said that? You guys think it was good or? I thought act two was a little bit, could use some work.
Could you imagine if your spot was just like a parking garage in some crappy town?
Oh, that'd be so terrible.
Like, ah, crap. Can't I at least have like a really cool looking like cemetery or something?
Yeah.
Just like a crosswalk in the middle.
Give me a sweet backdrop. The middle of a crosswalk, just constantly having cars driving through you all day.
Yeah, you're just like right in the middle, in the square.
Yeah.
Nobody crosses. You can't haunt anybody or knock their hats off because nobody goes there.
Yeah, it's just like the most abandoned place. I feel like a ghost without people to haunt. What's the point? If a ghost haunts the middle of a forest and no one's around, is it really a ghost? Is the ghost really there? That's the existentialist crisis for ghosts.
Absolutely. Am I even a ghost?
Am I even here?
When you realize you're not haunting anyone?
Am I even here?
So that's like... That's the real insecurity of ghosts.
Yeah.
Is that they're only smashing into pots and pans and turning on the light so somebody will notice them.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just the emo kids of the spirit world.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Notice me.
Guys, am I still here?
Look at how goth I am.
Get away from my baby. Ghost movies always like, they mess with babies. It's always weird.
Like some they're always like recruiting.
Yeah, they're young like, babies. Hey, kid, yep. Tell your dad that I'm around.
Well, they always do horrible things like killing people or whatever in the horror movies.
Yeah, well, the ghost like tells the kid, and then the kid is always like,
Right. Yeah, again, I would just be, I would like convince the kid to get me a Netflix account.
Yeah.
And just have him put, like, maybe that's why we don't see ghosts as often anymore, is because there's so much stuff for ghosts to observe and like just do.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it would be
like
good
ghosts
if
can
I knew,
go to museums now.
Yeah. Learn stuff.
And look around. Oh, that's all I would do.
Yeah.
Ghost, the ultimate tourist.
Totally. That's my unfinished business. I never got to see France. There's just so many ghosts in France.
Just seeing it.
Ooh. Look at the Eiffel Tower.
Oh my God, how long have you been a ghost? Did you die on Vimy Ridge? No, no. No, car accident last week. I just really wanted to see the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, I had to haunt a plane for 9 hours to get over here.
I had to haunt a plane.
All right, well.
It was the worst.
Fruits and vegetables.
Kept bumping into all these pots and pans on the plane.
Who brought all these pots and pans on the plane?
Well, that's our ghost detector.
All right. Well, fruits and vegetable classification. No matter how scientific you try to get, there's always going to be bogus elements. So if you're going to tell me that a watermelon is a vegetable, I'm going to tell you that I don't care.
And I think the real tie-in is that we were talking about ghosts as well. I think classification systems for fruits and vegetables are so out there and so arbitrary that it might as well be the same as ghost theories.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You're just making it up anyway.
I'm sure there's probably a scientist, again, yelling at their headphones saying,
oh, absolutely.
It's actually because of this. Well, still, it's just something somebody decided at some point.
Yeah. You know what, scientists? You didn't do a good enough job of explaining it to us dummies.
Yeah.
So we're out.
We're out.
We disapprove.
We're out. If it's a fruit, I'm going to put ice cream on it.
Okay, so let's. What do we think our conclusions are? My conclusion, I'm going to stick with my theory that it's like, if the plant wants you to eat it, it's a fruit. If the plant is mainly the plant that you're eating,
yeah,
then it's a vegetable.
Okay. Mine is going to be, if it's gross, it's a vegetable. Like, if you have to put butter on it.
To make it any better.
Yeah. If butter improves it, it's a vegetable.
So you're going with the childhood classification system.
Yeah. I feel like that's the one we can all agree on.
Absolutely.
Well, until next week, everybody. I have been Ivan Decker.
And I'm Peter Carlone.
And we'll see you next time.